Today's episode, it is another surprise Saturday. And in case you don't understand what that means, it's when I go see a movie. Usually it's just me. Maybe I have a friend or Katie goes to see it as well. But then we do not reveal what that movie is until the episode. So in the past, I would usually do a quick reaction video and then I would still call it a surprise Saturday episode. But it didn't make any sense because I had just done a video telling you what it was. So in real surprise fashion, this is the first time you will know what movie I am reviewing. But before I can officially announce it, here is the trailer.
Gus March Phillips, I have a mission I want you to lead. Thank you, Sergeant.
What's the plan?
To neutralize the German U-boats in the North Atlantic.
We're losing the war.
Hitler is not playing by the rules, so neither are we.
We both know that I'm not very popular with the administration.
The reason they find you unattractive is the very reason I find you attractive.
If I'm to do this, I'll need my own team. You won't like them. They're all...
No!
Mad.
They'll need to be.
This is an unsanctioned, unauthorized mission. If we fail, England will be condemned to a lifetime under the German boot.
And so I said, that is not a dog. That is my wife!
It's very good.
Operation are reckless.
Abort this mission now.
Hello, can't hear you.
Please do off.
So the movie I'm talking about today is The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. This movie is directed by Guy Ritchie, and before I can get into my thoughts, I have to go over the synopsis. The British military recruits a small group of highly skilled soldiers to strike against German forces behind enemy lines during World War II. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare stars Henry Cavill, Alan Ritchson, Alex Pettifer, and Isa Gonzalez. So when I first saw the trailer, I was intrigued by it right away because of the action that was within the trailer. And there is a movie a couple episodes back, not even a couple, probably like months ago, named Sasu, I believe, that was about a one-man army basically taking down the Nazis. And I actually thoroughly enjoyed that movie. So I thought I would go into this movie and thoroughly enjoy it. While I did still enjoy parts of it, I would say I was pretty disappointed with this movie. I think a lot of the action scenes were in the trailer. I saw a lot of people who went to go see it, and I saw comments saying how it was just great. It was great action. It was a great movie. It was a great film. I think this movie just missed it for me. I will say one of the things that I think is cool is that this movie is based on a true story. So that means this actually happened. These people actually existed. And I thought that was really cool to think that there were people during World War II that put their lives on the line to do some pretty outrageous stuff. And I thought that was cool. And I thought that was cool at the end when they showed pictures of the real people. One thing I thought was kind of funny, though, is if you remember in our Rush episode, that Katie always likes that when they, you know, when a movie is based on a true story and they show the pictures and the videos of the real people, and how in Rush, Chris Hemsworth and the other actor looked almost identical to the people that they portrayed in the movie. This movie was not like that. So you have Henry Cavill, who played Superman in Man of Steel. You have Alan Ritchson, who's like beefy Buffy guy. And you have Isa Gonzalez. And then, you know, you see the pictures and they look nothing like them. It was borderline laughable when I went to go see this movie and they show those pictures at the end. I was like, they look nothing like these people. And I thought that was kind of interesting that they chose to pick these actors to portray these pretty normal looking people. And you have, you know, big buff Henry Cavill, you got big buff Alan Ritchson. I mean, you got all these other people that look nothing like their characters. And so that was kind of interesting. And one real life person that was in this movie was Winston Churchill. And if you've seen, I can't remember the name of the movie, but it had Gary Oldman as Winston Churchill. And then you had The Crown, who had frickin' John Lithgow as Winston Churchill. Two great performances of this real historical figure. This movie, I don't even know who the guy was, honestly. And I didn't look up his name. That's how I don't think he did a good job based on the other performances I've seen before. This was just a miss performance of Winston Churchill for me. And I'm assuming they did makeup and prosthetics and things like that. And it just didn't look good. He looked really weird. It was a miss performance. And another missed thing about this movie is Cary Elwes is in this movie, and I think they wasted him. Like, he's hardly in the movie, and it's Cary Elwes. I mean, Princess Bride, and all the other things he's ever been in. I think it was a big miss on that too. I'm not saying this movie was bad. There were moments that I was interested in, like all the action scenes. But again, all the action scenes, majority of them, were in the trailer. And it was a very talky kind of movie. I know it's supposed to be like espionage and, you know, a spy thriller kind of in a way. But like, I found myself wanting, you know, the parts with Henry Cavill and Alan Ritchson. And then they would switch and go to Isa Gonzalez and this other guy. And they would be like the more grounded, you know, espionage work. But I found it kind of boring. And so it kept on going like back and forth a lot until they finally all unite together. But up until that point, I found the movie kind of boring. And I mean, yeah, it was good towards the end because that's when it got really actiony. I don't know. I mean, this movie just, I was disappointed. That's my thoughts on The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. I mean, you can go see it if you want. I was disappointed. I think all the good parts were in the trailer. I mean, that's what they're doing nowadays a lot. They're putting all the good parts in the trailer. So I think I really have to try not to watch trailers anymore because they ruin it for me, because then I have high hopes and all the good parts are in the trailer. So that is that movie. And I'm going to give it a 4 out of 6. A 4 out of 6 is not bad. It's not bad. And so, I mean, yeah, that's just my thoughts. Thank you for listening, everybody. You guys are great. Go ahead. If you listen to the episode, please, please, please don't just leave 5 stars. You can leave 5 stars or any amount of stars that you want, but please leave an actual review. Like, leave words that people can read to know what you thought of the show. And if you listen to us on Spotify, give us a rating on there. Just follow us, share the episode, share the show, because we want to go bigger and better in future seasons. And we can only do that with your help. Thank you for listening. This is Nady and Katie. Well, just Nady this time at the movies. Another one bites the duster. Let's go.